This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. The government appealed to all party leaders to allow Parliament to function smoothly. Briefing media at the Parliament House yesterday, Union Minister for Parliamentary Affairs Kiran Rijiju said the Lok Sabha will hold a special discussion on 150th anniversary of national song Vande Mataram on 8th of this month and on electoral reforms on 9th December.
A meeting of all party floor leaders was held today in the Lok Sabha Speaker's chamber. We reached a consensus that on Monday, the Lok Sabha will hold a special discussion to mark 150 years of Vande Mataram. After that, on Tuesday, the House will hold a full-day discussion on election reforms. 10 hours have been allotted for this, and we will extend the time if required. I appeal to leaders of all parties that we all want Parliament to function smoothly, and everyone should get an opportunity to speak. Parliament House, achhi tarah se chale.
Earlier in the day, the Lok Sabha was adjourned for the day over the issue of Special Intensive Revision SIR of electoral rules. Rajya Sabha was also adjourned after completing its scheduled business. The Lok Sabha witnessed two adjournments before being finally adjourned for the day following the opposition's demand for discussion on the SIR issue. When the lower house met after the second adjournment at 2 p.m., the opposition continued with their protest leading to the adjournment of the house for the day. In the Rajya Sabha, when the House assembled at the first adjournment at 2 p.m., Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju reiterated that the government is ready for discussion related to further electoral reforms. Union Minister of State for Health and Family Welfare, Pratap Rao Jadhav, has said that the doctor population ratio in the country is estimated at 1:811 based on availability of allopathic and Ayush practitioners. He said while the World Health Organization, WHO, recommends a doctor-to-population ratio of 1:1,000, in a written reply to a question in the Rajya Sabha, the minister said that as of now, there are over 13,86,000 registered allopathic doctors, while over 7,51,000 registered practitioners are in the Ayush system of medicine. The Unique Identification Authority of India, UIDAI, recorded 231 crore Aadhaar authentication transactions in November, marking an 8.47% increase during the same period last year. The Ministry of Electronics and IT highlighted that this is indicative of the growing usage of Aadhaar as well as the growth of the digital economy in the country. It also noted that the eKYC transactions during November registered a significant jump, with over 47 crores of transactions recorded during the month. President Draupadi Murmu will be on a two-day visit to Thiruvananthapuram from today. During her visit, the President will attend the Navy Day 2025 celebrations and witness the operational demonstration by the Indian Navy. India has rejected a statement made by Pakistan claiming denial of airspace, calling it yet another attempt to spread anti-India misinformation. Responding to media queries on overflight clearance, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Rindir Jaiswal said the request for overflight clearance for a Pakistani aircraft transporting humanitarian assistance to Sri Lanka was received by the High Commission of India in Islamabad at approximately 1300 hours on Monday. He said that given the urgency of the humanitarian mission, the government processed the request promptly and granted overflight permission and approved the proposed itinerary at 17:30 hours on the same day. Mr. Jaiswal reaffirmed India's commitment to supporting people in Sri Lanka during these difficult times through all available means. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast cold wave conditions over Punjab and central Maharashtra for the next 2 days. The weather agency has informed that Kerala, Nahe, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and Karaikal are expected to receive heavy rainfall today. IMD has directed a total suspension of fishing operations over south-west and adjoining west central Bay of Bengal and along and off Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, south coastal Andhra Pradesh and north Sri Lanka coasts till today morning. In men's cricket, India will face South Africa in the second match of the three-match ODI series at the Shaheed Veer Narayan Singh International Stadium in Raipur today. The match will begin at 1:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. India currently lead the series by 1-0 after defeating the Proteas by 17 runs in the first ODI on Sunday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.